Night Watch on 89.
Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circles, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am always prayerful that you are always receiving more inspiration, more determination, more motivation to walk in the light of the truth of the all that you indeed are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, beating our hearts and breathing us. And that you are willing to do whatever it takes to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, to be ever more clearer and cleaner vessel of its love, its light, its wisdom, its truth, its peace, its poise, its power, and its potency, because that's what's needed in our now moment of eternity. There are no ones who have been gifted to the planet to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. And because we are seeing the evidence of multi-trillion dollar business in the creation, the maintenance, the sustenance of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, as multi-trillion dollar economy, that is a global economy, then we have to come to a point and place where it matters to us that we care to live our lives and not be dying our lives. We're in a now moment that requires us to realize that there is something very wrong in the world. And that there is an absolute reality that is always right, and we can attune ourselves to it through the process of cleansing and purifying our body temples, to know that it is far more than just changing one's eating habits or one's diet, but to come to a point in place where we realize that there are those who are sick, who are taking responsibility to sow those seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar business. A healthy people and a truly wealthy people, wealth in the intelligence of existence, wealth in the opulence and the knowing of the abundance of light, love, wisdom, and truth, wealth in terms of the integrity of being harmonized with the will of existence, the love of existence, the light of existence, and supreme intelligence. That's what we're seeing is distortion and dysfunction, and you all are signing off on it as if it is what we, as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, should be following. And so as a result of the violation that has taken place at the cellular level, the methodology of oppression to oppress our cellular functioning, our brain cells, our kidney cells, our liver cells, our pineal glands, and all of the cells of our body being filled to overflowing with all manners of sludge, of mucus, of artificial colors, artificial flavors, nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, potassium sulfites, and all of these preservatives and iron filings that were in our cornflakes. We are having to take seriously the reality that we are being warred against. And that, in truth, no one has the right to perpetuate cellular oppression as food upon children, and to legislate it as that which is viable business. And so we're seeing some seriously gross errors in life that have laid foundation for so much of the divisiveness within oneself. As individuations of this absolute and supreme intelligence, we cannot be divided within ourselves and survive it. To put it plainly, a house divided against itself shall not stand. But under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide that is utilizing commercialism and sublimation and psychological behavior modification as a result of the chemical assault upon ourselves through the things that are being advertised to us as fun to have and necessary for all celebrations and parties and all of that, that we have the right to undermine ourselves as our way of celebrating our lives and the milestones of our lives. And so to come to your right mind, it's the prodigal children returning home. What does that mean? That means that being on the path of adulteration so that by 21 we were called adult. You're adult now. But looking at the word, adult is short for adulterated. Adulterated means no longer what the intelligence of existence intended for itself as our reality. We know shame and game and blame and guilt, everything from incest and rape and molestation and sodomy and all manners of things that whittle away at our degrees of worthiness and deservedness as these points of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, or otherwise as the children of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. And so we have to realize that our education and our religious training should have given us keys to how to truly be successful in this life. And success in life is truly not just being successful capitalists to generate money by any means necessary or any way that you may think, regardless of the damage it does to one's spirit and one's mind and one's body and one's disconnect with one's soul. And so as we are gaining a reality check that a global economy based on the subjugation, the domination, the usurpation, the violation, the extraction, the oppression of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, as well as her populace, is not sustainable. And those who participate, willingly or unwillingly, are having to really take a good look at what you truly care to experience with the rest of your life. Because other ones who are two-legged and put on pants and shirts and ties and shoes and, you know, move their bowels and eat the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and are practicing daily violation of their own selves and the laws that govern life and the purpose in existence itself. These are not ones that we need to be following. And where there has been an intention towards our being integrated within the context of the system through our education, our rights to be educated at the same universities and schools and colleges and whatnot, so that those of us who have become educated have become blackface on white ideology towards depopulation and participation in a global initiative that is genocide. And so some would say, oh, well, no, we don't really want to kill everybody. We just want to slow down population growth by three generations. So the sterilizations, the eugenics, the abortion, which is the number one killer of us as a people, as Africans in America, throughout in diaspora, we are in a now moment where we have to realize that there is absolute law that governs existence, and no one is beyond the law, and ignorance and not knowing the law is no excuse. When you are the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death, consciously or unconsciously, your harvest is going to be sickness, illness, disease, and death. And so I'm the one who cares to see us taking responsibility to care to be able to respond correctly and directly towards our true freedom and liberation from sickness, illness, disease, degradation, violation, and all of that that puts us out of alignment with our grace and our protection and the integrity of the high ethic and morality and sensibilities and the glory of the lineages that we represent and the obedience and obeyance that we should have taken within ourselves to love the law, to love that which beats our hearts and breathes us, to love life and the glory of being blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. As command, to love God, to love the intelligence of existence, to love being with our whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul. But it is extremely difficult to feel good about oneself when you have never been properly oxygenating, hydrated, mineralized, and have been under assault with every meal that you have consumed and was fed at home or within the school systems, to the degree to which, after 30, 40, 50 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, the flour, the paste that becomes glue in the system, blocking the cells and the organs, filling with mucus and whatnot, laying foundation for the fifth largest killer is upper respiratory disease, causing the asthma, the rashes, the psoriasis, the eczema, the COPD, and all of the issues, as the sinuses are the first spiritual center of the body that is intended to be the temple for the re-enthronement and the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses that we were destined to become as fulfillment of the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, and that which we refer to as God, regardless of whether we're calling it Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah. It doesn't matter. The issue is there is absolute law that governs our being, and as we do unto others, it shall be done unto us. And so the call, the edict that has been issued from the exalted realms for our rise, for our clearing and cleansing, for our restoration, our reorientation, our reconciliation, our harmonization with the will of existence, the laws that govern our existence, we are not able to disregard it and disobey it and not honor it and then have the fullness of that which constitutes true success in life, which is self-mastery, mastery over our lust and passions and degradation and violation and being violent and violating with other ones. But when the food that you consume is the first source of violence and violation that now becomes charged upon the bloodstream as a result of consuming the flesh of animals that have been abused, misused all of their life in captivity, fed that which is not food for them, and the misuse and the abuse that comes. We're in a now moment where we have to realize that to have a government that does not and has not exalted the truth of the right of beings to have the right to their lives and optimum cellular functioning, so that their rights to their lives supersedes the laissez-faire, the buyer being aware of the corporate deities and entities of death. It's not sustainable. And we are in flotation on a planet that is 80% water and has endured all manners of bombing and mining and exploitation and violation against her and her systems, her ecological balance, and the murder of her creatures and her populace. Realize that we're in a place and space where we can shift and we can change this whole scenario by being caring, mindful, thoughtful, contemplative, committed to the disciplines of the cleansing, the purifying of our bodies through the oxygenation, the hydration, the water, the mineralization. That which comes from Mother Earth is much greater much greater in the capacity for helping to pull anything inorganic out of the tissues. But to be in a place where those ones who have been certified, licensed, degree, educated, and whatnot to participate within the context of the system, but then have not really mastered themselves and understood the divine and perfect design of the body so that they themselves are violating themselves and their children in eating all of the chicken and the pork and the beef and the sodas and the alcohol and the tobacco and the white sugar products and the pancakes and the waffles and all of this stuff. This is not what our bodies are designed to eat, which is why our elders who are now having all of the pre-existing conditions that make them vulnerable and have the those ones who present themselves as authority to cook the books and say, oh, well, all of these ones are dying from COVID, when they are on the Social Security rolls and, you know, being wards of the state as a result of the state's undermining their capacity for consistent and continuous regeneration, revitalization, revivification, so that as they've matured, they were not dying. As they've matured so that they would have tapped into the greatness of their own gifts so that they are viable and contributing to the welfare and the greater good of the generations that have come since them and through them. There are no ones who have greater right and authority in your life than you do. There are no ones who, by absolute law, the law of God, the love of life, has the right to tell you that based upon someone else's agenda, who has been very forthright about the intention to depopulate as well as control the population, that we should not be following these people. But the effect of the chemicals within your cells as a result of 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, and whatnot puts you in a position where you cannot stand in the God self that you truly are because you have never claimed your God self. You may have claimed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but you never took the responsibility of literally creating your own salvation through creating a bloodstream that becomes the blood of Christ, the bloodstream that promotes the Christed consciousness of knowing of a surety of its oneness with the absolute and supreme intelligence and having an understanding and an understanding that its will is to be triumphant as the reality of our lives. Not the intention of Bill Gates and Fauci and the World Health Organization and the International Monetary Fund and the United Nations and other ones who have not understood the purpose in being on the planet and therefore do not serve in truth the purposes of our Creator in ensuring our progressive, ever expanding sense of oneness in the sacredness and the divinity of being. Although we dwell on a planet that is immersed in nothing but eternity, and the divinity of existence is so unfathomable that most minds cannot even conceive of it. But we still have access to this absolute and divine mind, which is the necessity for our clearing, cleansing, and creating a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and flavors and behavior-modifying chemicals and whatnot that put us in a place where we are unable, incapable, uncaring to exalt a full effort in our living, to do what all other intelligences do, to exalt the intelligence of one's being, to be supremely intelligent to the degree to which we are truly cultivating our gifts, our talents, our skills, our abilities. We are taking responsibility as a progenitor, the men, the perpetuators of lineages, the wombed men, and to know that we are all purposed to serve life, to exalt life. We are all gifted by that which is the breath of life, which is the animating, maintaining, and sustaining force of existence. So our bodies are consciously being, or unconsciously, our unconsciousness of the cleansing that is going on cellularly with each and every breath. So to be inhaling your toxicity, because there's a mandate to do so because of this fear and a lie of this perpetuation of an airborne virus that you can catch by being in oxygenated presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, where the world is spinning, the air is being cleansed, that the intelligence of existence really got us. But when you are fed garbage and the body is now permeated and penetrated in every fiber of the being with artificial colors and flavors, in the pus and mucus of cows, in the rotting flesh of pigs and chickens and all of that, then there's some cleaning up that we can do. And it will reverse any of the issues that you've been on medication for. And nobody has really reminded you of the divinity of your being, the who that you actually are and the whos that you actually are, which is why I am grateful and thankful for the opportunity to have been producing and hosting this program for 21 years and to be in a community for over 40 years before vegan and vegetarian was trending and all of that, to really remind us that we could never beg, borrow, steal, be awarded, or gifted anything greater than who and what we already are, but naked. That there are no accolades, there's no lauding or applauding from masses of sick people that really can bestow upon you anything greater than you. For all of the money that has ever been printed, in whatever degree of fineness of the paper, the ink, and whose image is upon it, for whatever amount of coin that has ever been minted, in whatever metal or whatever, you could put it all together and none of it has a greater value than one beat of our heart and one breath that we take. So now is our time to realize the divinity of our being, to consciously walk the face of this earth with the knowing of the sacredness of life and the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. But to realize that the sickness that has been perpetuated as multi-trillion dollar business in the perpetuation, the causation, the maintenance, the sustenance of sickness, illness, disease, and death, and then creating the unnecessary surgeries, taking out the glands and the organs and the body parts, as opposed to really allowing people to understand that you're sick because you have the rot of cows, the decay and the decomposition. You have maggots and worms and organisms laying their eggs and their waste within the very cells of you. Your bloodstream is the itching and all of this stuff, but then they've got you afraid of something that you cannot see, and then got you over chemicalizing everything, but then you are still feeding off the flesh of dead animals after having been told that when you have the flesh of dead animals upon your counter, you need to disinfect with bleach and whatnot. But then why would you put something so foul in your body temple and then continue to do it when you are buying into some kind of virus, but your body is already filled with pathogens, worms, organisms? You can go to the CDC website and get an idea of all of the pathogens that are found in the flesh of dead animals. So we're having to realize that it is the root of the evil, not just the desire for money. They say, oh, well, the love of money is the root of all evil. No, it isn't. It is the appetite, the lust for the flesh of dead animals that allow you to rejoice in the killing, to get a thrill from seeing the life drain from other ones. And those of us who have become co-partners and complicit and complacent with the cellular oppression and see the impact and the effect of having never been properly nourished, never been properly supported in growing and unfolding. We're growing anyway, even though you've been eating garbage all of your life. So know that the garbage is not a necessity. We could do without it just fine. And as a result of doing without it, there would be no sickness, no illness, and no disease. And it would be much easier to heal from absolutely everything because your body is perfectly and divinely designed. And it is through the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, opening up all channels of elimination, the detoxification that happens and should be happening on the daily basis so that we are respecting and honoring the gift of life, the gift of our lives, and to realize that our inheritance and our heritage, the gifts that we were given through the lineages that we represent, is now our time to be very serious about representing them. Those whose names we can call and those whose names we'll never know. But there is no job and no career and nothing that you can do upon this planet that will give you a greater glory, a greater wealth than investing in the reorientation, the reconciliation, the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the rebirth of every fiber of your being, so that through that purification and consecration of that body temple, that is where you meet God. That's where you get to know God. That's where you invoke and call forth the power of God. And under a global initiative that is satanic, the forces of Satan, the deceivers, the Luciferians, the greedy ones, and the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, the sugar, and now the pharmaceuticals. We're in a place and space where being on the path of death means that you may not get out your body alive. And where do you go when you're in the realm of eternity and there is absolute order throughout the rest of all of existence and that you never care to be in order? Where do you go? And you'll be wherever much longer than you are on the planet. This is our time to raise completely up. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
From the same grains, from the same thing. I'm grateful that you never cease to amaze me the way you love me. I'm grateful that you never cease to amaze me the way you love me. From the flicker of an eyelash to the furthest star, from the pyramids to the beat of my heart, from a woman in Somalia to a child in Harlem, we created from the same thing. Oh, I'm grateful that you created me from the same grains, from the same thing. You never cease to amaze me the way you love me. I'm grateful that now I can see that I am a part of everything.
You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you again for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so it matters that we are realizing that there is only one victory and triumph that can be made, and that is in our harmonizing with absolute truth. We were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. But people have been socialized to think that to be human is to be sinful, that that is our nature. To be human is to be fallible. To be human means that you have no right to expect the best of yourself because you're only human. To be human means that you can be a slave to your appetites and desires. You can force yourself on anything and anybody at any time, regardless of how they may feel about it. To be human means that you are less than godly and you don't have the responsibility to aspire towards godliness. That God is literally the elephant in the room that beats our hearts and breathes us, but nobody wants to really talk about the prerequisites for our being realigned and reattuned in the high ethic and morality and sensibility and care and consideration and duty, obligation, and responsibility as beings, as spirit beings having a human experience. But regardless, this realm of existence we refer to as Earth residency, we are in school already. And to have spent all of this money and gotten into so much debt to be degreed and licensed to practice sickness, illness, disease, and death is truly an aberration in the responsibility of who you are as man or wombed man, these ones who are here to exalt life, to perpetuate life, to rejoice in the blessedness of being and to consciously care to be a blessing unto all beings directly. But we are able to shift our orientation if we care to do it. Now, you will never accomplish something you don't care to do. And as we are the beneficiaries of the proficiency that people have mastered themselves in whatever area of gifts and talent that they have, it does not mean that they were truly successful in realizing the purposes of existence and consciously walking in the fullness of the all that they truly are and were as living, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is all pervasive, fills all spaces. There is nowhere where it is not. And for all of the divisiveness, it started with the divisiveness of the church and the different gods. The gods kind of, you know, divided the earth up amongst themselves, just like Europeans divided up Africa amongst themselves. And the divisiveness is consistently and continuous in progression, but there is no real perpetuation that can be exacted of sickness, illness, disease, and death consistently over time and not have a tragic date with fate in experiencing the sickness, illness, disease, and death. And so ones who jog and run and get up and meditate and do all of these things, yet they work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, they find themselves coming up with all kinds of cancer and heart disease and breast this and that. And they were like, I thought I was living a very healthy life. But you cannot really be in a healthy life if you are not exalting life and you are working on behalf of those who have an agenda to undermine the right of ones and ones to be rightly aligned and attuned to the purposes of existence in truly maturing, cultivating the core of our divinity. For the intelligence of existence is the highest and lowest common denominator of us all, regardless of what hue of people we may be. But we are much greater than the color of our skin, much greater than our socioeconomics, much greater than what someone else's theories and opinions are about us, because we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And there is a power that comes when you are able to truly infuse upon the waters of your cell the absolute truth of your being and stop claiming your identity in the fragmentation and demarcations and divisiveness that has been set by the socioeconomics and the politics and all of the miseducation and the religious dogma and indoctrination and all of that, to the degree to which we don't know love, we don't know light, we cannot recognize where the divisiveness and the agenda that is divisiveness, to the degree to which a man feels like he's not a real man unless he's toxic, unless he's smoking, unless he's drinking, smoking tobacco, smoking marijuana, smoking whatever, Black and Miles and whatever, destroying the integrity of the lungs, as the lungs are the organ of the spirit. You understand? So that with the breath, we are literally re-spiriting ourselves until we are exiting. So the inspiration, when we took our first breath, and then that the life is constituted by respiriting, the respiration. And so when you get insufficient oxygenation in the blood and whatnot, then you have strokes and whatnot in because of the insufficient oxygenation of the brain, or you have heart attacks because of the insufficient oxygenation of the blood in the heart. And I'm just saying is that let's do this. Let's consciously care to be fully committed to the exaltation of life, to realize the oneness that there is. See, it's all right that we can be bebop and bop to songs that talk about it, but then we can't live it. We don't express it. We are always in battle, but battling ourselves so that when you are truly acknowledging the reality that you're being warred against and that we're being warred against, then our first line of defense is to do nothing to undermine ourselves. Our second line of defense is to do everything we possibly can as quickly as we possibly can to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified from the adulteration, the violation, the molestation, the rape, the incest, the thought of the fear and the doubt and the intrepidation and inhibition and all of that that marginalizes one's life so that no one has really optimized their potentiality as living beings on behalf of life itself. And so there should be no corporate deities of death. And because the wombed man has duty, obligation, and responsibility in the perpetuation of lineages, then a real woman is not going to serve her children death. You understand? We have to think about this. Why? Because now that you see the obesity, the diabetes, the heart attacks, the strokes, the premature leaving or dying here, you understand? We can do something about this. We do not have to be in this herd mentality of feeling as though you have no other choice but to enjoy killing yourselves and then paying for it. You understand? So you're taking your life currency and generating a paper currency and then taking so much of the paper currency and consuming that which undermines your life currency so that there is no real way to truly prosper because there will always be less of you. You understand that we may like nice things, you know, the polished wood, metal, and stone. We like that. We like being immersed in the fineness. And most of it has been crafted by someone's intelligence, someone's skill, someone's ability. And we pay for the things that we love. You understand? But when it comes time to leave, we can't take any of that with us. So for all of the gold and the silver and the mining and the plutonium, all of these things, they will stay with the earth. They may change hands and whatnot, but the earth, Mother Nature, the intelligence of existence, the administering intelligences on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government are going to have the last stand and the last laugh. And we who harmonize with it are able to be under the grace and the protection, the right alignment to really serve life, to be exalted with it, by it, to come to that place in space where we are creating a direct line of light and communication with the exalted realms, knocking upon the doors of the exalted realms where we are companioned and counseled by exalted beings so that we are not having to just Yahoo and Google everything, that we get a direct line of insight and intuition and the activation of the faculties that we were given as these points of the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so what would you prefer? You would prefer to see your children just continue to suffer with the obesity because you really will not take responsibility for reorienting yourself towards the divinity of being and the perfection of our bodies and learning how to really facilitate it through the cleansing to get that excess waste out of the system, out of the tissues that is creating issues. And so it's really our time, particularly as women. And those who want to be respected as women. You know, and manhood and womanhood are states of being, and we are having the opportunity to truly get into the real estate of being. And harmonizing with the laws of our being, the laws that govern our existence, and the laws that govern our continuance in existence, so that we have to claim our right to be righted, to be corrected after following the initiatives of those who were not consciously caring to be rightly aligned with the forces of life, the intelligence of existence, the laws that govern and really ensure our wealth and our progression. And so in truth, when it come time to leave here, we should have had the experience of really investing in ourselves and cultivating the right mind and the capacity for exalted thought and exalted walk and being in a place where we are not a detriment to ourselves or anyone else. But to think that we can follow the initiatives and the mandates of those who really are distorted and dysfunctional in terms of never having applied themselves wholeheartedly towards being whole spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially, and their only objective is how much money they can generate and how they're taking responsibility to do for the earth and to do for the intelligence of existence, that which the earth and the intelligence of existence don't have enough sense to do in terms of limiting the population. You understand? But we are in the midst of ever expansiveness. The marginalization of us, you know, compacted in little boxes when there is so much land available. But people are taking their rights to have the land, but the land was taken from those ones who are already here. And other ones think that they, because of their conquest, because of their murdering, because of their usurpation and their marginalization and their broken treaties and whatnot, that they have the right to the land and they have the right to poison the water and they have the right to manufacture that which is toxic to everything and everybody because they are just so freaking toxic. And believe in death. And so we're in a place now where those of us, you get what you ask for, you get what you apply yourself to. So I'm the voice of our conscientiousness to say, why would you want to be in a place where you do not exalt a full effort in experiencing the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the blessedness of being this point of its presence and to be trusted with its way and its will and its law and its order to abort your inherent purpose in existence so that you are able to generate a money in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death without even trying to facilitate the healing. And so I'm extremely passionate about life having the right to its continuation. And knowing that if the people were vaporized from the planet today and just miraculously come forward again in 200 years, the earth would have regenerated herself. The waters would be clean. You understand? The buildings may have crumbled a bit. You understand? The vines and everything would be forest covering it all up. The waters would have risen. And I'm just saying is that people can't outthink. You cannot outthink the intelligence of existence. It is so intelligent that it will always, always exalt its intelligence in its continuation, in its expansion, in its fulfillment. And so our now moment is pregnant with our opportunity to be rightly aligned with the presence and the intelligence of existence itself. Wherever we are in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, but we are not acknowledging it. We are acting as if being an American is greater than being a citizen of the cosmic when the earth is a citizen of the cosmic. We are immersed in nothing but eternity. We've come from other realms of eternity to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers. And then we have no orientation towards the divinity of our being and the sacredness of life, or the care to ensure the progression of our lineages by nourishing and nurturing and cultivating our children, doing the damage control. You know, yeah, you fed them all kinds of stuff that is affecting them now, and so they've been on all kinds of medications and penicillin and cortisol and all kinds of things for their rashes and their skin issues and this and that, because you did not ask for the truth. And so there's a difference between becoming educated and going through a curriculum and that allows you to be certified to practice a thing when life is school, and to really understand how to live supersedes just making a living in a situation in a system that is the perpetuator of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood, which will end in sickness, illness, disease, and death for everybody who participates with it. And so our now moment is ours to reclaim our lives, to consciously care, to be in a place and space where you are accepting the divinity of your being and knowing that you don't have to be on all these pharmaceuticals and medications for all of these things, but you have to activate the truth of who you are as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, remembering the who's that you are. And the capacity that it has, we were told to ask and it would be given, to knock and the door would be open, to seek and we would find. Not to go to those who have already proven that they don't have our best interest at heart. We were not told to love them with our whole body, heart, mind, and soul. We weren't told to love the books that they gave to us with our whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul. We were told to love that which beats our hearts and that which breathes us, that which is divinely designed us and is the fullness of all there is as existence itself, to be whole in it, with it, not missing some vital elements of yourself. And being satisfied with it when you are your own unique divine expression of the divinity of your being and the divinity of all being. We should be the blessings and not just be looking for blessings. There is no real wealth outside of the extractions from that which has come to from Mother Earth, and the manipulation, the polishing, and the refining of the wood, the metals, the stones, and whatnot. And I'm just saying is that, yeah, we like nice things, but things are not what we're here to achieve. The mastery of our emotions, of ourselves, to be in a place where we understand how it is to be godly, to stand in the virtues of character that are consistent with the who that we are, in our forgivingness, our ability to be creative, to understand how to utilize the laws, and to be loving in the context and with a wholehearted effort. So when George Floyd's murder took place and everybody got into the streets, they didn't take the mask off, and yet they were less than 6 feet away. You know, I'm just saying is that if you're going to protest the stupidity of being fed garbage. You understand, protest by exalting a full effort in your own living to be completely clear, to understand that those aches and pains and those heartaches and the cancer and the diabetes and the blindness and everything that you're experiencing is as a result of either ignoring the law, disobeying the law, not acknowledging the law, and being lawless. And that's why we were told to really repent, and the repentance is just changing our mind and our orientation to really see the divinity of being directly. The birds are not falling out the air, and the trees are not just falling over dead. The strong winds are blowing, and people have corrupted the ecological balance of things. It is affecting them. But our not really knowing God not knowing the divinity of the powers that we have, or the misuse and the abuse of the powers that we have, the power of our imagination, so that we can see a thing, to visualize it, to hold on to it within the mind's eye, because what's really real in life is not that which we see with the physical eyes. What has come into manifestation is by virtue of what we've seen with our spiritual eye, with the imagination. Now we can imagine ourselves clearing, cleansing, harmonizing with the will of existence, transcending, transforming, transmuting everything towards our greater good, so that we're standing and living and loving and harmonizing in the goodness and the greatness of being. And to know that money is a good tool, but it's a tool. It's not worth our killing and whoring and prostituting ourselves to have it, when the greatness of who you are is your gift. And in consciously caring to walk in the integrity of your own awesomeness, your creativity, exalting life, and consciously caring to be a harmonizer within it. This is how we regain ourselves and our footing upon the path of eternal life, to step and accept initiation off the path of adulteration, so that we are cleared from the memory and the pain and the anguish and the frustration and the fixation of the violations, the trespasses. We as a people and our indigenous families, our aboriginal families, we have a true historical reality of the abuses that we have endured at the hands of European culture. Europeans who did not realize that they too needed to be liberated, that they were literally out of alignment with the greatness of themselves. Their greatness is not by virtue of your ability to kill things and subjugate and dominate. That's just distortion and dysfunction. That's the evidence of having a poisoned bloodstream. And then to create multi-trillion dollar business in poisoning bloodstreams, particularly those of children, puts us in a position where we jeopardize everything that we could have possibly worked for, stood for, lived for. And as the spirit that is in these bodies is like vapor, then we really don't have to be encased in a bunch of sludge. Go to the gym and sculpt your sludge, eating all these eggs and all this protein and whatnot, and the cancer is forming. And so for the thousands of people that I've sat with, I really don't know how many really took what I'm saying and took it and ran with it. But I do have the evidence of those who have done it. But most people are not taking seriously the responsibility of the daily consecration and reverence and harmonization with the intelligence of their being, the intelligence of all beings. But what I know is that if you care to be healed, then you have to care to be cleansed. Because all of the sickness, illness, and disease is coming as a result of the poisoning of the blood, the lymphatic system, the tissues, the negativity, the insufficient oxygenation, the nutritional deficiencies, the sludge that's come from all of the mucus that now is compacting your organs from all of the bread and all of the flour and all the pizza and all of the breakfast cereals and all the oatmeal and all of the toast and all of that stuff that you have been socialized to want as if it were something that is good for you when it has no real nutritional value. And so people who are a detriment to themselves really do not have to worry about any of us or anybody bringing them down when they're already down and they've already fallen. There's no way that you can be a great nation at the detriment of your children. There's no way that you can be all puffed up with all of this, we're great, we're great, we're great, when you have more sick and deranged and incarcerated people in every other country that you are not raising conscious, caring, loving beings. You're raising those who have been robbed, who have been sucked dry by the lies that have been perpetuated through capitalism and commercialism and sublimation and behavior modification as a result of the assault upon ourselves. And so, yes, I am the one who says, let's exalt a full effort in our living. Why? Because your body is perfectly and divinely designed. We must breathe. We must breathe. Everybody is breatharian first. You cannot live except by breathing. And taking in consistently 8-10 hours a day through the masking and disinfecting the mask and letting the disinfectant dry does not keep that disinfectant from coming into your nostrils. So I'm just saying is that there is an agenda. That is an agenda. It is not the truth and it is not the light. But those who care to be in the truth and those who care to be in the light and those of us who really understand the power that we have by aligning ourselves with the forces of existence the intelligence of existence to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that we are able to really give God the glory and to create that blood of Christ, the bloodstream that bears no violation, no violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and flavors that have modified our behavior to the degree to which we've become complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating with our demise. And then think, because we live in nice gated communities behind bars of one sort or the other, that we have achieved success, when you have no orientation as to the purpose in existence or the intelligence of your own being, and you have been a detriment to yourself and the lineages that you represent. We are having to really take responsibility for getting serious about living and being in the light of the supreme intelligence that is everywhere present. And so we dwell in it by virtue of it. And now is our time to really immerse ourselves in it, to bathe in it, to really care for the exalted walk, for the forgiveness, for the clearing, to get our hearts light as feathers, so that when it come time to leave, we were able to leave without sickness, illness, disease, strokes, and heart attacks, and then pulling the plug on you because you couldn't breathe anymore. You had to be on a breathing machine. I'm just saying is that what we're seeing, particularly with our elders, those who were 65, 70, 75, 80, and whatnot, is the accumulation of all of this garbage in their tissues. It's not COVID like that. You understand? We are immersed in the reality of a death culture, where you have 10 million people dying every year from cancer, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, all of these things that affect all of our family members and some of ourselves. But we are not helpless, and we should not be hopeless, because there would be no way for you to have survived all of the things that you have survived, just to be in a place where you are co-conspirating with your own demise. That is not the light and intelligence that we were given. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.